Disruption on a global scale has been a fact of life since 2020. How can Australian businesses navigate this threat? 1015 is joined by Dr. Wayne Graham, Senior Lecturer at the School of Business and Creative Industries at UniSC, here to explore economic resilience, how Australian businesses can navigate that global disruption, strengthen supply chains, and access the funding and support needed to thrive in an increasingly uncertain world. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Deb, and morning, listeners.
Wayne, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, today, Deb, I'd really like to talk about a new program just released by the Australian government called, no surprises, it's called Economic Resilience Program. And what it is it's the availability for manufacturers and logistics companies to get access to zero interest loans, particularly in those areas where supply has been disrupted. So things like fuel and fertilizer and plastics, but not only the supply of these products, but also those involved in the distribution of those products. So freight companies are also eligible.
Wayne, what kind of support will be provided through the Economic Resilience Program? And for simplicity, let's call it the ERP.
Okay, sure. Thanks, Deb. So it's important to note these are not grants. We've talked about grants previously, but these are interest-free loans. So businesses will be required to pay back the principal at the end of the loan term. And interestingly, this particular program, Deb, is administered by six Australian banks, and it's for those eligible businesses who've been materially impacted by these market disruptions. And of course, you know, most notably, we're talking about the current conflict that's taking place in the Middle East.
So when is the ERP open for business?
Well, it's already open, Deb. It opened on the 20th of April and it remains open for 6 months. So it will, at this stage, the program will cease on the 20th of October.
Okay. So here's the million-dollar question. Which banks are participating?
Okay. So the big four are involved, Deb. So ANZ, Commonwealth Bank, National Australia Bank, Westpac, as well as Bendigo Bank and the Bank of Queensland.
Excellent. Is there a minimum or maximum size of loan available under the ERP?
Yeah, great question. The good news is there's no minimum, but there is a maximum. So loans for any particular eligible business is capped at $5
million. Wow. What time frame applies to repaying the loans?
Okay, so under this program, the principal amount of the loan approved by one of these six banks has to be repaid within 2 years.
Okay. So what size of business can apply for the loans?
Right. Well, again, good news to our local small and medium-sized businesses here on the in the Moreton Bay region. They're all eligible. So it's actually businesses with an annual turnover of less than $1 million per annum. Therefore, that means that anyone with a turnover of less than that is eligible. And again, that could be micro business, small business, or even medium-sized enterprises.
Okay. Now, this is a really important question, Wayne. Mm. Are fees payable on these loans? And what happens if a business defaults?
Okay. Right. So this is where that... So again, remind listeners, these loans are interest-free. However, fees will apply, and that will depend on which bank that the customers apply the loan through. And in terms of the default practices, all of the usual terms and conditions of these particular banks will apply to this program.
So if I applied for an ERP, can I use it to refinance my existing loans or to finance building works?
Good question again, Deb. No, you can't. So this is completely separate. And interest-free loans under ERP cannot be linked to any other existing loan. They can't be linked to any other existing grant, and they can't be used to refinance any existing arrangements that you might have with your bank.
So what purpose are the funds intended to be used for?
Okay. So the whole idea and the whole concept and the principle of these loans is to enable businesses to defray those increased costs that they've had as a result of, you know, increased fuel prices, increased prices of freight, increased prices of fertilizer, increased prices of all of those different types of plastics that we know some of our businesses here in the Moreton Bay region are using to value add to products. So all of those increased costs means that there's an opportunity through ERP to gain access to loans to help businesses recover from those supply chain disruptions. Funding can also be used by manufacturers. So if there's manufacturers here in the Moreton Bay region, they can access these funds to increase the production of some of these products, such as fuels and fertilizers, plastics, and so on.
So, as a business, what do I need to demonstrate to be considered eligible?
Right. So, three main eligibility criteria. First of all, they need to be an Australian business registered, that is, with a valid ABN. Secondly, they need to be involved in the manufacturing or logistics industries. And thirdly, they need to show evidence that they've been materially impacted by these market disruptions.
That's interesting. So how do I demonstrate my business is materially impacted by current market disruption?
Okay. Yeah, good question, Deb. So that's just about discussions with the participating banks. And so through those discussions, the banks themselves, as part of the ERP, will request evidence. So it might be, you know, a written advice from one of the key suppliers of the business to say that there's been a change in their trading terms, or it might be an official advice to say that there's been a delay in getting the supply to that business, or it could even be written advice that the cost of these supplies are going up. And so all of that documentation, and it could even include debt notices or demand notices, or even for those manufacturers wanting to increase supply, it could be new valid quotes that they've received from suppliers. So any or all of these examples are likely to be part of the discussions that businesses have with their bank.
Okay, got that. So, Wayne, how do I apply for a loan under the ERP?
Okay, so a reminder again, it's for those businesses with an annual turnover of less than $100 million, for those seeking an interest-free loan of up to $5 million. And to access funds under ERP, Deb, it's about contacting those banks individually. So they are administrating on behalf of the Australian government. So a reminder of those banks again, it's ANZ, it's CBA, it's NAB, it's Westpac, but it's also Bendigo Bank and the Bank of Queensland.
Excellent. And that brings us to the end of today's show here on 101.5 FM. A huge thank you to Dr. Wayne Graham, Senior Lecturer at UniSC's School of Business and Creative Industries, for his valuable insights on economic resilience. Remember, Australian businesses can now access zero interest loans through the $1 billion Economic Resilience Program from April 20th through the National Reconstruction Fund. So don't wait. And if today's conversation sparked your interest, be sure to tune in to Dr. Graham's Practical Business Advice podcast on 101.5fm.com.au.